Chef Lydia Bastianich is so accomplished, some people call her the next Julia Child. Like Julia, Lydia writes cookbooks, which brings her into the realm of day-to-day literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates, no mean cook herself. Karen visited Lydia's kitchen to see why simple Italian dishes fit easily into complicated American lives.
Lydia Bastianich is a short, solid woman with a warm, direct manner. This straightforward friendliness has translated into several PBS cooking series and best-selling books to make her one of the most popular chefs in the U.S. This week she was in L.A. to promote Lydia's Family Table, her latest cookbook. She stepped into a borrowed kitchen to show us how to make cappellini.
Do you have cappellini, just these?
Or angel hair pasta with anchovies, fresh tomatoes, and capers. Lydia says these ingredients make a great last-minute meal.
And it's one of those pasta dishes that in 5 minutes, give it 7 minutes, it is done. And most of the ingredients really come out of the cupboard. It's a dish that everybody should really get familiarized with and then make it their own and change it any way they like it.
On the counter of the kitchen island, Lydia has gathered the ingredients she'll need. A couple of fresh tomatoes, Italian parsley, a small dish of tiny capers, anchovies, salt, pepper, and garlic. She starts by assaulting a large head of garlic.
You put a knife blade on and then you just crack it and your cloves come out. Then of course, slicing the garlic.
Then she moves on to the parsley.
And the parsley, I like the Italian flat.
Lydia says it's important to do all these steps ahead of time, because once you start cooking this dish, things will move quickly, and you won't have time to stop. On the stove, the pasta water is already boiling, and she's heating olive oil carefully.
You don't want the oil to smoke. You don't want to get to a smoking point, because you actually change the nutritional value. You lose a lot of flavor when you smoke, and it is not healthy for you when you bring any oil to such high temperatures.
The water's going, the oil is hot, but not smoking, so Lydia starts to add ingredients to different parts of the pan. First, the sliced garlic, so it becomes sweet and caramelized. Then some crushed red pepper flakes,
anchovies,
then the capers, and finally, the anchovies.
In another corner, and the anchovies will disintegrate if you give them the opportunity.
At the end, Lydia promises, the anchovies will only deepen and enrich the final taste. They won't taste fishy. Finally, she tosses in the diced tomatoes, sautés them, then thins out the sauce with some of the pasta water.
Your sauce is too dense, or you're putting your pasta and it doesn't have enough sauce that is sort of tightening up. Feel free to use the pasta water.
While the flavors of the sauce meld, Lydia gently places the pasta whole in the pot of boiling water. Here's a hint that separates real Italian cooks from the wannabes.
The Italians like their pasta long. They don't like, sometimes I see people cracking their spaghetti. If you have an Italian coming to dinner, do not do that.
The cappellini is very thin, so it only stays in the pot for a few moments. Then Lydia transfers big tongs full of it, dripping wet, directly into the pan with the fragrant sauce.
They will absorb the sauce. Finish cooking, the sauce will finish cooking, and everything will be just perfect.
It certainly smelled perfect, and it looked perfect. The dish glowed with color. Red tomatoes, dark green capers, and bright green parsley added at the last minute. It glistened with a final silkening of olive oil.
Just, you know, collect.
Lydia plated the dish and scattered a few pinches of toasted breadcrumbs. Italians call them poor man's cheese, over the top, and voila.
It is ready. Buon appetito.
This is delicious.
Is that good?
I could eat this every day. Mm. There are multiple flavors. The bright acidity of the tomatoes, the saltiness of the capers, the freshness of the parsley, and the crunch of those toasted breadcrumbs. And Lydia was right. The anchovies are in there, somewhere, but you don't really taste them. She hopes recipes like this will encourage Americans to experiment.
A lot of people sometimes feel very rigid on the recipe, and the recipe is a guide that leads you somewhere. But I think the best thing that could happen, certainly for me as a chef, as a recipe writer, is that the cooks out there really make the recipe their own and then diversify from it And gee, they got this technique and they can do anything they want with it.
Well, what I want to have is more of it. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates.
You can get the recipe for the cappellini pasta dish, and you can read an excerpt from Lydia's new cookbook, Lydia's Family Table, at our website, npr.org.